You know, a true motivational speaker has to hit you body, soul, and spirit. A true motivational speaker, you know, I used to listen to a little bit of Zig Ziglar and some other ones a long time ago. And, you know, Zig Ziglar talked about money mainly, but it's not even about money. It's about your inner man, what motivates you in the inner man, you know? And so if you're motivating somebody, it's a holographic thing. In other words, it's holistic. The whole spirit, soul, and body, not just parts. And it's not just saying the soul. The soul consists of the will, the emotions, and the intellect. So to motivate somebody, you're going to push them. You're going to try to push them higher in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, the will, the emotions, the intellect. And so what are you trying to do with each one of them? Spiritually, trying to get them to grow spiritually. In their soul, you're trying to get their will to line up with God's will for their lives, or for them to seek God's will. For their emotions, you want to stabilize them. You don't want to be an emotional basket case, so you're trying to stabilize them emotion-wise. In intellect, you want them to grow, you know. Learning etymology, learning a skill, learning a trade. Physically, you want them to understand how important it is to take care of the vessel. Now, you're not God. You can't force somebody. If you're a motivational speaker, you can't force somebody, but you can show them the benefits of it all. If something is edifying, why not do it? If it's destructive, don't do it. So not under law. You don't have to go back under law, but okay, is getting drunk building up or tearing down? It's tearing down. Is smoking building up or tearing down? It's tearing down. Is praying building up or tearing down? It's building up. Is fellowship building up or it's building up? Is sleeping 7 hours building up or tearing down? It's building up. Is saving a little bit of money each week building up or tearing down? It's building up. Educating yourself? Is putting tattoos on your body building up or tearing down? It's tearing down. It's not law. It's not legalism. It's what's right. What builds up. You know? Is working a job building up or tearing down? It's building up. Is a workaholic building up or tearing down? It's tearing down. I have a tendency to be a workaholic myself. And so I started to regulate my little side income to maybe 2 days a week or something. But it all depends on how, if I need to pay a bill, I'll work more, you know. But before winter time, is it good to go ahead and get you some tires before winter? Or get you a battery if you need a battery. You know, you should change your battery every 5 years anyway. Is it better to go ahead and get it done before winter time, or wait for it to just crash and burn? It's better to do it before. You know, to maintain your ships, your body ship, your car ship, your house ship, your business ship, your relationships, your fellowships, to maintain all your ships is edifying. To not maintain them is not edifying. And so the relationships that are not edifying and they're just tearing down, get rid of them. I mean, you know, you got some bloodline that's tearing you down. For real. You got some. You know, if their worldview is of the world, and your worldview is from God, and you call them on the phone, and they still in that old world view, and you're trying to raise them up, and they don't want to rise up to the Christian world view. They want to stay in the world's, you know, greedy, con artists. They want to stay in the way the world thinks. How are you going to have fellowship with somebody like that? You can't. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin. If they still think like the world, how can you fellowship with them? They're contrary to everything that's godly. They're contrary to the whole reality and the whole universe. And if somebody's contrary to the universe, I don't want to be into talking to them. I don't want to talk to them. Think about what I'm saying. If an unsaved person is trying to talk to you with some worldly knowledge, which is contrary to the sacrificial redemptive system of the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and they're speaking contrary, why do you want to talk to them? I don't. I don't want to talk to them for 1 minute. Get sad. The only thing I could tell them is Jesus saves. You better run to Jesus before you burn in hell. That's the only thing I know to tell them. Because I don't really have nothing else to talk about. Really? I mean, you know, they might want to talk about the stock market for a minute. That's fine, but it's just a sine wave up and down. Only the stock market's really easy. You check the forecast, the target forecast, and then you pick a company that you see that it's going to grow, and you start investing. You can buy and sell, or you can just leave it. Either way, it works. Whether you buy and sell and make a profit, or whether you just start keep buying stock and just let it grow, it still works. But what else is there to talk about? It's a sine wave. Music, it's a sine wave. Movies, sine wave. It's all the same story over and over and over and over and over. Once you see the fractal holographic truth that's encoded in everything, because it's a sacrificial redemptive system, there has to be sacrifice, there has to be endurance, there has to be some pain, no gain, there has to be some seed being planted, and there has to be a conception, turn it over, whether it's planting seeds in the ground, whether it's putting money seeds in stock, whether it's planting seeds going to a university, getting a degree, getting an education, whatever seeds you're planting, you're going to get a harvest of some kind. You're going to get a return because that's how this universe is set up. But if you're trying to get over on people and con people, and you want everybody else to sacrifice for you, but you don't want to sacrifice, then guess what? The universe is against you. You're not in tune with reality. You're actually delusional, and if you're going against that much reality that's so obvious in your face, then there's other things that they're doing that's pretty much taking them down the rabbit hole to nowhere. For real. This is not a joke, people. So to motivate somebody, you have to hit them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, intellectually, physically. Do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some stretching, do some fasting, go 1 day a week and don't eat. Just drink some juice 1 day a week. It works. I wish somebody had told me about those castor oil tablets. You feel like 20 pounds lighter, and you clean your system out. And it's got to help with the digestion, you know, with the nutrient absorption. And so when you study stuff that's, you know, I know a lot of legalists, they'll say, why are you watching Dr. Phil? Or why did you watch channels about narcissism? Why do you watch Little Shaman? I know Little Shaman is promoting shamanism in a way. But she's the expert on narcissism. Doesn't mean I agree with her religion. And I've learned everything I need to learn from her. And sometimes I'll go over there and just watch it, just see what else she's hitting on that I never thought about. But, you know, she is promoting the Jezebel system with shamanism. But she's also revealing the Jezebel system. And I guess that's why she's an expert, because Shamanism is the epitome of the narcissist Jezebel system. So maybe that's why she's an expert. Because she sees the system. Because she knows how to use the system. I don't know. I wouldn't trust her. I mean, I trust her teachings, but I wouldn't trust her in the real world. Because she's not saved. But when it comes to that topic, and there's other people have, there's one guy who talks about stocks, you know. He's good about stocks. He knows stocks. I can listen. I wouldn't have a conversation with him outside of the YouTube. Or if he wrote a book, I'd probably read it. But I wouldn't have a conversation with him because I have nothing to say. Whatever their expertise is, you can learn from it. And we know psychology is not nothing but a Band-Aid. We know that. But still, some of the Band-Aid tricks can get somebody through something. You know, sometimes people are ready to commit suicide, but if you can give them a little Band-Aid till they run to Jesus, maybe they won't kill themselves, and maybe next week they'll hear the gospel, you know. So I'm not, there's good information out there. It doesn't mean you have to fellowship with them, but just because they're hitting on, one might be hitting on narcissism, one might be hitting on health, one might be hitting on stock market, one might be helping on psychological, emotional types and shadows. So you take pieces of the pie and you get a whole picture. And so I don't even like to use the word holistic approach, but it is a thing. It is a thing. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't understand it till now, last couple years. But it is a thing. You got to take the whole approach. But if you end up worshiping yourself or worshiping your body instead of, even the Apostle Paul, he said in 1 Thessalonians 5, he says, I pray that your body, soul, and spirit prosper, that you prosper as your body. He's talking about money for one. I pray that you prosper, that your body, that, and your soul, body, and spirit prosper, you know, that you prosper as those prosper. So it is a holistic. And when I say holistic, I'm thinking about whole, complete, holy, 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 complete, set apart, sanctified, contained in your vessel the right and proper way. Do we all need to work on things? Yes. We all do. So a motivational speaker has to be hitting the whole, holistic, holy, holographic, the whole body, the whole will, the whole thing. It's not just one little piece, because one piece is fine. If you have to start out with one piece, that's fine. Once you master that piece, you go to the next piece. And then you try to put it all into a big picture, you know. It's a big picture. So when you're dealing with people, so these goats are so slick. When you get whole and complete in your body vessel, then when you deal with a goat who's trying to capsize your ship, whoever it is, bloodline, neighbor, coworker, church pastor, whoever's trying to capsize your ship, you might say, pastor, yeah. If they're trying to put you back under legalism, they're a pirate. They're a spiritual pirate, because if you go back under law, you're under a curse. Why are you going to go back from freedom to back to law? Why are you going to leave your freedom back to slavery? Those that are under law are under the curse. And under the flesh, if you go back under law, you're under the flesh more. You're going to do more sin if you're under law. For real. You're going to sin more if you're under law. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. You're going to sin more. No doubt about it. I've proved it. Too many videos. The Bible even tells you, those that are under the law are under a curse. If you're under a curse, you're going to do wrong. You're going to be blinded. You're going to be in delusions. The part of the curse is being deluded. Sin makes you dumb, you know? Sin makes the human dumb, makes us dumb. It puts you into the illusion land. So you'll be able to be gaslighted. And you, if you're in delusions, you can be gaslighted. You can be catfished. You can be conned. You can, you know, if you're in delusion, it's easy to con you or catfish you. Or trick you, or whatever the other word I said, but you want to be whole in and of yourself with God in Christ, whole. And so when you're talking to somebody who's not whole, and you can tell they're not whole by their words, they might not even know they're doing it, but they're trying to capsize your ship, your whatever your situation is that you're managing. God wants you to manage your little piece of the pie, little piece of the world, you know. If you can manage your little piece well, doesn't matter how small it is, you're doing God's will, you know. If you can manage a $1 billion company, great, more power to you. I couldn't do it. If you can manage a city, praise God, you can manage a city. I couldn't do it. If you can manage a country, if you can manage a household, whatever you can manage, that's where God has you. And it might just be managing a bicycle or a moped or a mobile home or apartment or a camper or a tent. If you can manage a tent, that's hard enough. But it's harder to manage a tent, living in a tent, than it would be a regular house. That's the fact, Jack. Sometimes I get upset about having to fix a plumbing leak or something like that, but I'm sitting here thinking, you know, or a roof leak, but I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? It's a whole lot easier than keeping a tent clean every day. Think about how hard it would be to live in a tent. You would be mobile for sure, but think about how hard that would be. So whatever you're managing, manage it well. And so if you're listening to a motivational speaker, try to find one that is hitting the whole pie. And there's some good preachers online. There's some good preachers on BBN. They got to manage the whole pie. Now, if a preacher's just hitting on legalism, you got to get out of that because you're under a curse. A legalistic preacher will put you back under law, and that's a curse. You're free in Christ. Whether it's a life coach, whether it's a preacher, whether it's a motivational speaker, if they're not hitting the hall, they don't really understand what's going on. Life is not just piecemeal, it's the whole thing.